is the VCR, Village Creative Radio Show. I am your host, William Harriet. This show is dedicated to the power of creativity. Here at the VCR, we feature a variety of creative minds, heal, educate, as well as entertain our community. Tonight's show is going to be a little bit different than some of the shows that we've had in the past. We're going to call this show the Village Creative Town Hall Meeting. And tonight's topic, I want us to begin asking questions about education. As this new school year begins, 2012, I think it's very important that we begin to think about what's going on in our schools. And as I think about the Village Creative Radio Show, I think about what's most important to our village. And I think one of the most important things in our village is how we educate ourselves, how we educate our children, how we prepare ourselves for our future. Give us a call if you'd like to participate in this conversation. I would love to hear your thoughts on what we're doing here. The number is 917-932-1078. I have to keep working on memorizing that number there. Again, the number is 917-932-1078. Call in if you have some thoughts or opinions. And while you're preparing yourself to call in, I'd like for us to think about a few questions. One. How important is politics when it comes to education? I want us to think about that. My second question, what is the role of students, the role of teachers, the role of parents, and the role of administrators in our educational process? The third question I'd like for us to address. How are we really preparing our kids for 5, 10, 15, 20 years into the future? Do we really have a vision? Are we operating within that vision? And question number four, what are we feeding our kids in these public schools? Once again, the number is 917-932-1078. Give us a call. Share your thoughts. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This is the VCR, Village Creative Radio Show. We will be back in a moment.
Has the value of your home decreased, making it impossible to sell your home? Are your monthly payments starting to pull you under? At Taylor One, we work with homeowners nationwide on short selling their home by negotiating directly with your bank to take less than what's owed for a meaningful resolution. With over 20 years in the business and a customer service priority, Taylor One has helped thousands, and now we want to help you. Call for a free consultation at 888-882-6463. Or visit our website at www.taylor1llc.com.
Imani Winds, one of my favorite groups in classical music. The title of that selection was Umoja. I hope you enjoyed that. Let's get into this education business. First thing, how important is politics when it comes to education? I did a little research and I checked some things out, and I've been really trying to pay attention to what's been going on in the state of Georgia, where I reside, and taking a look at some of the local politics as well as some of the not-so-local politics and political things going on, the conversations that we have, and it's been really interesting to find out what is really going on. So when you talk about politics, ultimately we're talking about money, and money is a very big factor when it comes to education. There is a lot of money involved in education. But before we get into the specifics of the money in education, I want to start off talking about Georgia and the money that is coming into the state of Georgia. Now, I checked out a website. Budget website as it pertains to the state of Georgia. And I found it very interesting that in 2009, the state of Georgia brought in $17 billion. That's billion with a B. And then the following year, 2010, the revenues dropped to $16.2 billion. Now, this is around the time that we're talking about the financial collapse and everything going down with real estates being terribly affected by foreclosures and things of that nature. And I think we remember those days, the people who listen to this show would very easily remember, you know, 3 years back. But an interesting thing happened after that in regards to the revenues. 2010, the revenues dropped to $16 billion for the state of Georgia. In 2011, the revenues increased to $17 billion. In 2012, and these are projections, $18 billion. And in 2013, $19 billion. So if these numbers are correct, and these are numbers according to the Georgia Budget Office, and there's a link to that on my Facebook page, if these numbers are correct, there has been steady growth in income for the state of Georgia. And I find this very interesting because when I listen to our local politicians discuss what's going on, there's always this talk about, you know, there's no money. We don't have money. These are hard times. The money is just not there. But when I look at these numbers published by the state of Georgia, I see a completely different story. And my question is, where is this money going? If we're having constant cuts in education, constant cuts from our teachers, constant cuts all around the board, what's really, really going on here? One of the things that I would love for us to do as a Village Creative Radio family is to begin asking questions, and not just asking them for the sake of asking them. As principals, what's going on? Let's really keep this conversation going. Second question that I'm interested in. Well, we won't get into that right now. I tell you what, we will. Second question. What is the role of students, teachers, parents, and administrators in this educational process? What are your thoughts on that? I'll tell you a little bit of my thoughts. Oftentimes, I go into a school setting, I'll see conversations and I'll hear certain things, and it seems to be that the parents and the students seem to take one side, and then the teachers and the administrators seem to be on opposite sides. And it's this us against them sort of mentality oftentimes in schools. And I'm not sure if that's the way it really is. As I look at these budget issues and the politics of it, it becomes apparent to me that we're all on the same side. The question is, are we working together? Are we really, really working together? And if we can figure out how to work together, I think we can heal some of the things that are going on in our community, in our village, if you will. Think of it this way. Let's say you have a very small school, tiny school, real tiny school, tiny elementary school. Let's take a small elementary school with 2 teachers per grade level. So if you have 2 kindergarten classes, 2 first grade classes, etc., all the way up to 5th grade. So you have, also we have principal, assistant principal, cafeteria staff, secretaries, librarians, custodial workers, you know, basic minimum staffing for a small elementary school. So let's think about how much that may cost just for that staff. We're talking 14 teachers. Let's say the average salary is $50,000 a year. So we're talking maybe $700,000 a year in salaries for teachers. And then cafeteria personnel has to be paid, custodians have to be paid. You know, we have maybe a staff of 4 for the cafeteria, small school, custodial workers, 3 or 4 people there. Principal has to be paid, of course. Assistant principal, secretaries, librarians. Maybe we have a couple of teacher assistants. Small school, okay? From that end, the everyday sort of year-round staff of the school, that may come up to somewhere around $500,000 to $600,000. And then let's talk about the kids. Kids have to eat food. So we have food coming into the school, which is another issue. But we won't go there just yet. Let's stay focused on the money that goes into a small school. You have to feed the kids. Kids have to have paper, books, toilet paper. We're using electricity, lights, all of these things add up. And over the course of the year, long story short, we're talking $2-3 million a year for a small school in a community. Minimum, $3 million a year. Okay? These are resources that go into our community. So even in the worst, most run-down community, neighborhood school that you can think of, you have a resource in that school that has the value of at least $3 million. It's a lot of money. That's a lot of resources. And going back to statement made earlier in terms of the roles of parents, teachers, students, administrators, if we can get on the same page about how we're going to maximize these millions of dollars in resources and start rethinking about how we're going to handle ourselves with these resources, I think we may be able to come to some agreements a little bit better. What are your thoughts? You let me know what you think. We're going to take another break. This is the VCR, Village Creative Radio Show. I'm your host, William Harriet. We will be back in a short moment. We are going to commercial and then a song. Stay tuned.
Interested in having a bigger voice in the conversation? Well, we're hooking you up with 30-second commercials during the show with our incredible low rates and over 8 shows a month. So come on in and join the conversation with Clark Garrison and be a sponsor. Sundays 4 p.m. Eastern and Wednesday 7 p.m. Eastern. The conversation. Now you can have a bigger voice in it.
Get on board, the little children, get on board, the little children, get on board, the little children, there's room for many more. The gospel trains are coming, I hear it just at hand. Hear the car wheels rumbling and rumbling through the land. Get on board, the little children, get on board, the little children, get on board, the little children, there's room for many more. The fare is cheap and all can go, the rich and the poor are there. No second class of bold display, no difference in the fare. Get on board, the little children, get on board, little children, get on board, the little children, there's room for many more. Get on board, the little children, get on board. A little children, get on board, a little children, there's room for many a more. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah. Little David was a shepherd boy. He killed Goliath, he shouted for joy. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah. Now Joshua was the son of Nun. He never would quit till his work was done. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, on your harp, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah. Now that sinner man, he gambled and fell. He wanted to go to heaven, but he had to go. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, on your harp, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah.
We are back. That was Mr. Paul Robeson with two selections. Get on board, little children. And little David, play on your harp. I love Mr. Paul Robeson. He is a very inspirational person. One of my heroes. Let's get back into this conversation about our schools, our beloved public schools. And I want to emphasize public schools because I think the public school institution is a very important part of the American fabric. I think it's one of the things that makes our country great. and we look at the rankings of schools all over the place, it's interesting that America, I think, educates a wide variety of people, wide variety of languages, wide variety of people with disabilities and special needs. And I think when we start comparing ourselves to other nations, I think that's something to consider when we bash our public schools and talk, you know, negatively about what's going on. We have to consider the big picture about certain things. Once again, the number, area code 917-932-1078. 917-932-1078. Question number three that I posed: how are we preparing our kids for the future? Now, one of the things that I've been watching this campaign, and I consider myself to be an involved person when it comes to politics. I try to take the time to vote, primaries, runoffs, as well as the general elections. And I try to listen to what these visions are from these politicians, what they're trying to articulate from us. And it's very rare for me to hear a clear vision for what our future should look like, especially when it comes to education. As a matter of fact, I've been listening very closely to our presidential candidates in this manner. And unfortunately, I'm not satisfied with what I'm hearing from them either, and that's Democrat as well as Republican. And I think it's up to us to really begin to push for more questions, sending our emails and calling and writing letters if necessary, to push the issue about what is in the future for our young people. And if you listen very broadly, we hit this these pie in the sky sort of explanations, and we'll have a brighter future and hope, and we're gonna rebuild America, and all of that is really good, and even the taking our country back, and but what does all of that stuff really mean as it pertains to the future of our children? And are we really putting the money where the mouth is when it comes to these things? I could be wrong, but I'm asking the questions. I'm looking for the answers, and maybe some of you all could convince me that, there are some plans out there. There are some big ideas out there about our children for education. If they're out there, I'd like to see them. I'd like for us to talk about them. And I'd like to see the plan for how they're actually implemented into our schools. So once again, call in. Let me know. I could be gloom and doom, but when I look at college tuition prices steadily skyrocketing for the past 10 years, steadily increasing, prisons are continuing to be built, it sends a message. And I'm not sure if that is a positive and productive message for the future of our children. What are your thoughts? Question number four. What are we feeding our kids? What are they eating? I watched this video that talked about the pink goo that they put in the foods. And I'm sure it's pretty gross. And I'm sure everyone that saw it was pretty grossed out about it. It's just not a happy thing to think that the beef products that people are eating have all of these other things and chemicals added in that can't be healthy for our children to eat. I mean, we're talking about our children. And the food that we eat, of course, builds our bodies. It fuels us. So if we're getting bad fuel, how are the children supposed to perform to their maximum potentials in the schools? I mean, your breakfast, your lunch, a lot of our kids eat in these schools. Well, again, what type of future are we implementing? I had a conversation with my daughter about this, and I had a friendly relationship with one of the cafeteria managers at the school my daughter attended, and she made a comment to me not too long ago that her elementary school spoiled her. Now that she's moved on and matriculated to middle school, she misses those school lunches that were supplied by the cafeteria at her elementary school. So I had a conversation with the cafeteria manager. I had a few conversations with him about that. You know, and he mentioned to me that they don't serve beef at the school, and they don't serve pork. And he's a very conscious person, and he really believes in nutrition for himself. And I believe that he implements those things into what he does at school. One of the things that I wondered about was how is it that he's able to get nutritious meals, you know, to a diverse population of students. We're talking multiple religions and influences, and at the same time, the kids enjoy the food. I mean, they like the food, you know. And I was wondering how many cafeteria managers are that conscious and that committed to making sure that kids have healthy meals. And I also wondered how many administrators are equally committed to that. And why is it that we don't get a lot more of our lunches in schools looking like the farmers markets? You go to a farmers market and you see these very colorful vegetables and fruit, all these wonderful looking things that you would see on the bins and packaged up nicely, and then you walk into a school cafeteria and everything is kind of brown and just kind of off yellow. You know, I wonder about that sometimes. You know, why is it that our children aren't getting the best of the best food?
What are your thoughts on that? If you have any questions, comments, once again, the number is 917-932-1078. This is the Village Creative Radio Show. I am your host, William Harriet. We're going to take another break, and we will be back in a moment.
Are you ready to do more with your life and your destiny? Then you're ready for The Real Blueprint. Author Clark Garrison shares his success on how you can survive the next 365. It's more than a good read. It's the blueprint on how you can discover the unique journey and purpose within you, the greatness in you. Clark Garrison shares with the world real-life accounts of success, failure, and it's not only Clark Garrison's story, but it's yours as well. Order your Survive the Next 365 online now at survivethenext365.com or call 1-866-642-9125. It's the blueprint on how you can discover the unique journey and purpose within you, the greatness in you. Survive the Next 365. Call 1-866-642-9125.
We are back. This is the Village Creative Radio Show. I am your host, William Harriet. I'd like to talk a little bit about Survival Network at this moment. We have some great shows coming up on our network at 4 p.m. on Sundays. We have our flagship show, The Conversation, with Mr. Clark Garrison hosting. At 9 a.m. on Monday, we have Ms. Chloe Taylor Brown. The show is entitled The Setup, a brand new show. You guys should check it out. At 7 p.m. on Mondays, we have Let's Talk Politics with Mr. Clark Garrison. Very interesting show about politics. Tonight I'm talking a little bit about politics, but Mr. Garrison brings on some heavyweights when we talk politics on that show. Debuting on August 27th, we have Vino Noir with Miss Jerry Garrison. We interviewed her not too long ago. I'm very excited about that show coming up. Learn some more things about the vibe. From the Basement to the Boardroom with Mr. Brian Joubert. Brian Joubert is a successful entrepreneur. It's a wonderful show to come in and learn some things about money and business and how to improve yourself in those areas. We also have Ambition News and Entertainment with Ms. Demetra Stewart. Very interesting show. I enjoy listening to Demetra and her guests come in and talk about what's going on in the world of entertainment today. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., The Conversation with Clark and Gail. Sort of a continuation of Sunday's shows, but with a little twist of Gail coming in and adding a little slightly different flavor to the show. I enjoy that as well. And last but not least, for the time being, we have my show, Village Creative Radio. hosted by yours truly, William Harriet. That is our lineup for the Survival Network. But stay tuned. We have more shows being added. A couple of very interesting personalities should be coming on board very soon. Very interesting group of people with our lineup. Back to the subject of today. I wanted to take some time to talk about education. Village Creative Radio Show is very much dedicated to education, to creativity, to artistry as it pertains to our young people. I think it's very important that we stay vigilant, active, and involved in what's going on with our young people. That creativity, the ideas and things in our future are going to be determined by these young people. And if we do not protect their interests, our interests will be at stake. We have to be very mindful of that. We're going to continue this conversation once again in the future. And we're referring to this as a Village Creative Town Hall meeting. I sort of like this idea, and we're going to do it more in the future. We're going to go ahead and conclude this show. I want to, before we do, I kind of want to recap some of the questions that we're taught, that I'm asking. And I'd like for all of us to begin asking these questions and start really thinking about solutions, the politics, how important is it in our educational system, the roles that we play, students, teachers, parents, administrators. I believe we're all on the same team. And even though we may, as parents, get upset with teachers or administrators in terms of how we feel they're doing our children or how we feel they're treating children, I think we have to remember that all of the children have to be considered. And if one child is acting up and not, it has an effect on all of the children. So we have to think big picture in those regards. How are we preparing our children for the future? You know, we ask our kids, what do they want to be when they grow up? We have to start rethinking, what does that mean? This global economy, maybe it's not enough just to want to be doctors and lawyers. Maybe we're going to need engineers. And if we need engineers, we're going to need people who know how to draw. And if we need people who know how to draw, that means we need art. Maybe the medicines in the future won't be medicines. Maybe we'll have other ways of healing people. I'm sure they'll, you know, all medicines will always be with us, but who knows what the future holds? Who knows how we're preparing our kids for it? Maybe less medicine and more agriculture, more food-based healing. Instead of learning medicine, maybe we need to learn more about plants, and diet, and exercise, things of that nature. When's the last time we've been to the doctor and they've really taught us how to heal ourselves? But maybe the future things will change. Who knows? How are we preparing our kids for that future? And finally, what are we feeding our children? It's a very important question as far as I'm concerned. What are your thoughts? is it important that we feed our kids a good, balanced diet on a regular basis or not? You know, maybe the cheap food is the best food for some of us. It's cheap, it's good. Maybe that's good enough. I would think something other, but hey, what are your thoughts? That concludes our show for this evening. We shall end tonight on a positive note, and I'm going to encourage everyone in this village, everyone listening to this, to get the facts about the politics that are going on in your community.
Have you ever heard the tale about Mae?
Get involved.
Traveled all around
with your school, with your people involved in education. Ask questions to teachers. Ask questions to the children that go to the schools in the area. What's going on? What are they doing? What's positive in the schools? Let's not dwell on the negative so much. How are we preparing ourselves for the future? I'm optimistic. I think we can do better, but I think it starts with us. Starts with me. Starts with you in the village. I'm optimistic about that. And what are we feeding ourselves and our children? We just simply have to do better with that. Once again, this is the VCR Village Creative Radio Show. Thank you for spending the time and joining me in this special show. I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Signing off. Peace.
Joe was out of sight. World cap and staff through the neighborhood.